Joining us now, the men's head basketball coach at Grand Canyon University. He is Russ Pennell. Russ, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you today? How's everything going?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's always great to talk to you. But obviously, we will talk some Lopes basketball. You've got a big tournament this weekend in Seattle. But obviously, we've got this huge football game tonight in Tucson. Arizona State and University of Arizona, they're two schools that you have history with. Assistant coach at ASU, the head coach of the Wildcats in basketball. Do you have some fond memories of dealing with both schools and some memories of this rivalry?
You know, I do. I had such a good tenure both places and have good friends at both schools. And, you know, it's like any in-state rivalry. I coached at Oklahoma State, and, of course, OU was our big our big rival. And then I was at Ole Miss, and that's Mississippi State, and certainly Arizona State. So I've been in three different rivalries, and there's none any more intense than this battle between U of A and ASU. And it's kind of funny, whichever place I was at, you know, it was fine. You know, and like I always say, whoever was signing my checks, that's who I was for. So, yeah, but it is intense.
Yeah, that ink is way thicker than water. And speaking of this, and I don't want to beat it up because we're going to talk Grand Canyon University men's basketball. That's what it's all about. But at times in this rivalry, and I've been part of it for some 50 years, there's some venom, and it gets silly. Is that, and knowing you and what you believe in and how you live your life, is that one of the things in any rivalry you hope doesn't happen, that it doesn't go over the top, that it's done classy?
Yeah, you know, I've never quite understood how you could just lose, your ability to reason, you know, and you see people do that all the time in those type of environments. And I think a lot of it, Kevin, goes back to, you know, college is what shapes you. It's a lot of times where you meet your spouse, and it develops your professional, career and everything else. So what happens is when that particular school that you went to plays now, the next week at the water cooler, you got to, face the one guy that went to the other school. And so it becomes almost a prideful thing that you don't want to take grief if your team loses. And sometimes that will make people do some silly stuff. But I think the majority of people do keep it in line pretty well.
Yeah, and I hope so, too. Well, we'll talk about a Grand Canyon University rivalry, hopefully building over there. It's Russ Pennell, the men's basketball coach. Thanksgiving, Russ. Let me first inform you, it's a time to be spent with the family. And I don't want to talk basketball quite yet, but do you have turkey or ham? Do you get the family together? Would you at least have a little time to sit down at the table?
You know, we did, and it was a really good day. And to answer your question, we actually had both.
Okay.
I have one daughter that doesn't like turkey, and I have another daughter that doesn't like ham. So it's, what the kids want, I guess they get, right?
That's the way it is.
Yeah. You know, it was just pretty simple this year, just us four, and all of our players actually had some place to go. Usually I have a couple players over, but this year they had a spot to go, and we really had a nice day, and it was as you said, a day to just reflect on the blessings of life, and you can kind of put aside, games and records and everything else to just see how well we have it here in the United States.
Well, maybe you should have banned some of the turkey from some of your guys, because maybe that tryptophan kicked in a little bit, because then you got a couple of home games. And again, these were good, solid teams that you played against, one Seattle Pacific and a good Gage. So I don't want to – they did not show up. But these were two tough teams. But a great opportunity for you guys to, again, a measuring stick and grow a little bit here in the non-conference schedule.
It really is. And, you know, we had Washburn University out of Topeka, Kansas, and they're a quality team. And we lose a 5-point game, Kevin, and miss 13 free throws. And so those things will kind of come back and bite you, as I've shared with the guys this week. And then Seattle Pacific came in ranked 10th in the country. In the first half, there was 8 lead changes. In the second half, you know, we got within a couple points once or twice, and we're still trying to kind of find ourselves a little bit. I love the squad. I wanted to schedule hard games early on to measure where we were, and you know, we're getting ready to play this weekend, in Seattle, and we're going to play 2 ranked teams again. So out of our first 7 games, we're playing 4 ranked teams and one Division I team in the University of Utah. So I like the fact that we're competing and playing at that high level. We just got to get a little bit better and try to get better results.
You kind of talked about it there. It's Russ Pennell, the head basketball coach at Grand Canyon. It's a Grand Canyon University sports report, and they're on the road this weekend. Finding this team and what their identity will be. What have you? Is it possible to realize 5 games into the year what you've learned about this team?
Well, you know, we have quite a few players back from last year, but we also signed six new players, and we're trying to get them integrated together and find out the best combinations. And one of the strengths of my team, Kevin, is that we're real deep. We've got a lot of guys who can play, but I think the weakness is we don't have a true go-to guy. Mm. And I'm okay with that as long as we can kind of figure out when there is a play to be made that, you know, you guys will step up and make that play. And I think right now the thing that's hurt us more than anything is just silly, silly mistakes. A fumble ball that should be a basket or a missed free throw or, you know, just things like that, that when you're playing the high-caliber teams, and, again, Seattle Pacific has four senior starters, as did Washburn, well, those guys have been through a lot of wars. They're not going to beat themselves. And I felt like a little bit we kind of stubbed our toe, and we've got to get to that point where we're making plays at the opportune times.
I see Kyle Speed. He's going home here to Washington, and an opportunity is playing well for you. And I want in that, has one player maybe stepped up that maybe you didn't expect? And at the same token, and I'm not calling out a player, but is there maybe a player that has not responded quite yet the way you wanted to?
Well, I don't know if guys haven't responded as well. I think what's happened is I'm getting used to playing 10, 11 guys. I've never really done that before, even as an assistant or head coach. Usually you have a rotation of about eight guys. And honestly, I don't have a breaking point on this team. I don't look at my team and go, well, you know, this guy's just not very good and doesn't deserve that much time. And so it's kind of on a given night. And what I've really tried to get them to do is make a big, big commitment to the defensive end. We're playing a lot more pressure defense this year. We're really getting out in the passing lanes, and we've created some turnovers by the opponent. You know, we forced Seattle Pacific into a number of turnovers the other night. But what is happening a little bit is on the offensive end, just trying to get certain guys certain shots at certain time has been a little bit of a challenge. I think we'll get there. I think we've made some strides this week. But to me, it's just everyone getting used to one another. And if we were playing a little lesser schedule right now, I don't think some of the things that have happened would have cost us games, and they have to this point.
He's Russ Pennell, the men's hockey coach. It sounds like there as you're sending guys out, sending guys out there in shifts when you go deep.
That's about right.
He's the men's head basketball coach at Grand Canyon. You've got two games at home after this weekend in Seattle in December. You got Simon Fraser. I think Steve Nash has some ties to that school from British Columbia, and Billings. And I like to see the fans come out and see in December. But then you open up the conference on the road, and is that the thought process with this team, is to get them, you know, tough and ready for a conference schedule that you go on the road to open up with?
Absolutely, and that was really the whole purpose. And, you know, Kevin, we played in the exhibition season. We played UNLV, played Utah State, and both those teams are fantastic. And I saw that UNLV has cracked the top 25, and they're a fantastic team. And, you know, I thought we competed well in both of those games, more so at Vegas. And then we opened the season at Utah, and then we've had these ranked Division II teams come into our place early on. And it was for that very reason. The fans may not know how the NCAA tournament works at the Division II level, but it's a lot like the BCS in football. So you can imagine how confusing and sometimes discouraging that can be. But the PacWest Conference that we're affiliated with gets an automatic berth if you win the league. We don't have a league tournament. So I felt like that if we want to make sure we ensure a chance to the national tournament, we need to try to win the league every year. And the only way you're ever going to do that is to get battle-tested. And we do start at Dixie, and Dixie's one of the top teams in our league on January 8th. And I feel like that what we're doing now hopefully will lead to some victories in the second semester when we get up against the really stiff competition.
It sounds great. I wish it was everywhere in college basketball instead of guys loading up their preseason schedule with cupcakes that they do this. But you've got it, and you're delivering it the right way. A question that I don't know: are you practicing in the rec center these days? Or are you guys in the gym? Where do you get? Because I know that rec center is beautiful and blowing up over there at Grand Canyon University. Where are the guys working out these days?
Most of the time we're in the rec center. Last week, because we were going to play a tournament at home, we practiced a couple days in the South Gym and Antelope Gym. But right now our locker rooms and everything else is in the new facility, and it's just a lot more convenient once we get ankles taped and everything to step out and practice in this beautiful new facility that we're real proud of.
And people hear us talking about this. This is the rec center. This is beautiful. It's nice. It's brand new. this isn't the new arena they're building, and I know you drive by it every day. Is it tough not to drool a little bit and think and dream a little bit? I know you got to take care of the business at task here right now, but you know it's there, you know it's coming.
Well, it's exciting. When you pull through the gates here, right off of a Camelback, you see the arena, and you see every day that they're working on it, and now you can actually look kind of in and see where they're starting to develop the stands, where they're kind of going up at an angle, and you say, wow, that's where the seats are going to be. And, you know, it was interesting. We had some people come over recently. We were showing them the building here at the rec center, and one guy says, well, where's the bleachers? And I said, well, we don't have bleachers. He said, well, how are you going to seat fans in here? And I said, oh, you're talking about the arena. I said, that's up front. and you know what? I think that is a real blessing for us, that we do have a place to practice, but we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful place to play. And we hope that makes us, legitimate on the basketball scene, as we kind of have high goals of where we'd like to take this program.
Well, you've got the right man doing it. You know, I believe in what you're doing. But I do ask you this question as I let you go. It's the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. He's the men's basketball coach with games in Seattle, Russ Pennell. You want it right now. You're a coach. It's a program. How hard is it for you? Because you're building the foundation of something that's so special and so unique over there, and given the opportunity. But coach, you're a coach. You want to win right now. How hard is that? The hardest part for you?
It's frustrating at times, and I have to keep in mind we're only in year two.
Yeah.
Kevin, I told my staff the other day, you know, I feel like sometimes I've been here 5 years, and I'm just five games into my second year, and I think we've come a long, long way from where we started last year, but. You know, you're competitive, and I guess, you know, the other day, my dad's coached 40-some years, and he's retired now. Actually, he's helping my daughter's team over at Mountain View High School.
He'll never retire, don't I?
Yeah, no. He never will, but he told me, he said, you know, you really need to learn to relax more. And I said, you know, that sounds good, but I don't think that's who I am. And you got to be who you are, and there has to be a certain amount of patience, but you also would like for it to happen, you know, yesterday. So we're going to keep working to that means. We're out recruiting, and, you know, we signed a great player out of Mountain Point High School, Jerome Garrison, a couple weeks ago, and excited about him, and that will bring us to 12 local kids on our team next year. So we've got a lot of good things happening, and I'm pleased with the commitment here, and we're working hard. We'll just see where it takes us.
It is great. Enjoy the ride, my friend. I know it's tough sometimes. It's a little bump, but you know what? When you all look back, I know it's hard for me or anybody to tell you that, but it'll be great. Best of luck in Seattle. Come home with a couple of victories, all right?
Sounds good, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
If they're going to keep score, you might as well win the games, all right?
Absolutely. That's what we say.
All right. That's Coach Russ Pennell, the Grand Canyon University Sports Report.